The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Your Honor, my client is a hardworking lady. She's in the studio in the morning, has to get home quickly because she has children at home, and especially when this happened, you know, kids aren't in school. You got to make sure that you have that parental, that motherly figure around. So she was just making sure she could get home as quickly as possible.
Your clients are charged with first-degree murder, how they plead.
Ayana, my
don't
client...
Don't talk to me sitting in that chair.
He told me to sit here.
When you're addressing this court, you will rise and speak to me in a clear, intelligible voice.
Sorry. My clients are...
What are you wearing?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
However, while she was moving quickly, I allege that she was not going
Your
as
Honor,
fast
I
as
object.
You allege.
I object.
On what grounds?
Sustained. The counselor's entire opening statement, with the exception of the final two words, which is on what ground, three words, will be stricken from the record.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Can I start my closing argument now?
Is it possible the two youths...
The two what? What was that word?
What word?
Two what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight.
You will be happy to know that I am not in jail.
Damn it.
I know you tried real hard, Chew. You called the judge. He said, do you know a Mark Chamora?
Guilty.
I had a horrible morning. Horrible. If there is any incentive not to get a speeding ticket, guys, it should be the story I am about to tell you, okay? Do you know how long I was on that Zoom call yesterday, which I left at 8:30? I left at 8:25, went into the other studio. Brian D did a great job of reporting from the other studio. I got out at 8:30. Do you know what time they finally called my case?
What time?
11:40.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Huh, that is not 8:30.
11:40. Man. I finally got in front of the judge for the hearing.
Turns out you didn't need to leave the show half hour early. I hope your pay gets docked for that.
Turns out I didn't have to do anything until 11:30. So there's all of us, there's 50 of us sitting on the Zoom call for 3 hours. Now, I got knocked off a couple of times. One time my phone died, which makes sense. I'm sure that they make it so that you can just jump right back into the queue. But I was on for 3 hours. So that should be incentive enough not to speed, okay?
What do you do more often, just as a sidebar? Do you run out of gas more often or have your phone die more often?
Phone.
Okay.
I had to think though.
Yeah.
I don't think my phone ever gets below 90%.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you just plug it in at home and it's just
Yeah.
Okay, so does your gas tank run similarly? Are you the guy that never lets the gas get below
never
half
below
a tank?
Half a tank.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which drives people in the house nuts. But hey.
You know what happens with the if it's always full?
What?
Can't run out of gas.
So is this kind of like your late for being early thing?
I wonder if I'm going to get to the point where I'm like, wait, hurry up and die already?
Who, me?
No, me.
Oh. I was like, that's so mean.
I'm late for dying. I'm supposed to be dead.
Shouldn't I have died by now? Shouldn't I have died?
So what would you have done differently?
Okay.
Here we go.
So you want to hear what it ended up being?
Sure.
So the original ticket was 6 points, as you guys know, of a possible 12. And $229 fine, okay? So I get in there and the judge says, the district attorney is willing to offer two options, Miss Latta. You can either have 4 points, the original fine, or 3 points, $315. So I'm worried about the points. I'm worried about my insurance. So I, you know, roll my eyes. I said, I didn't roll them to him. Obviously, it's a Zoom call. Zoom call, if you will.
It wasn't a Zoom call.
It really wasn't. It was not at all. I thought it was going to be a Zoom call because of the speeding thing, but turns out could have used a little speed yesterday. So I picked the 315, 3 points, okay?
Yes. But
yesterday, as I'm sitting here in the studio with Ashton Rotman supervising, I start going through the paperwork that they had sent.
Sure.
With the Zoom invite, okay? You know these symbols on these papers, guys? You know these symbols?
Butters?
Yeah.
That's the English language.
So if you put them together, up, down, left, right, they're words. Amongst these words, you'll find here a settlement option.
I was going to say, couldn't this have been done over email? So it's on you, then.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's on you.
They gave you the settlement option, and you didn't read it.
What was the settlement option? Was it really better?
So much better.
Oh, Jesus.
Was it really?
Chewy, it was 2 points original fine.
What are you doing?
You didn't read the paperwork. I didn't read the paperwork. All I saw was that 50-character Zoom link.
Oh.
Put that in my phone along with the date and time.
She's worse than you. She got distracted by a Zoom link.
You're her counsel. You screwed up.
I never was given the paperwork.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't pass on the paperwork. But yeah, right here, for the infraction of speeding over 20 miles an hour, 2 points original fine. And they do that, you guys, to incentivize you not to hop on
there,
the Zoom.
You know how many people you just helped out.
Well,
through
good.
Your pain.
I guess I can take some solace
yes.
in that, right? That I'm the Good Samaritan over here. The Pied Piper. 20 to 24 miles per hour amended to impeding, obstructing traffic, 2 points, 229, which was the amount of the original fine. So I could have gotten my points dropped down from 6 to 2. The fine would have been the exact same, and I would have been done with it weeks ago, whenever this packet came in the mail. But because I didn't read it.
This is embarrassing.
This is like, I can't.
I mean, what are you, me?
No, I think that you would have read this. I think this
I
is
agree.
Worse than you.
Yeah, I agree with you. With Gabe there.
I think you would have discovered that this was an option for you.
A, I would have got yelled at, number one, for speeding, and two, I wouldn't have read it. My wife would have read it.
Well, somebody would have read it.
Someone would have read it.
Somebody in your household would have read it.
I would blame Dario.
So, Jen, this was on
for
the...
For not reading my paperwork.
Yes. This was on the back page, and you just decided to only read the front?
No,
I'm confused
okay,
how
so
you
like,
missed this.
There's
really.
Probably like 6 or 7 pages that they send. Instructions how to appear remotely, the actual notice of hearing. This is the actual ticket. Oh, then there's all of these details here for people. Buckle up, it's the law. Nice reminder on your speeding
all right,
ticket.
Let me ask you this, though.
Do you
go on the highway to come here in the morning?
Yes.
Did you look at your speedometer at all?
No.
So we've solved nothing.
Yes, we have absolutely solved nothing.
We have solved something.
No.
Read your mail. Read your mail.
Well, read the
gentlemen.
Important mail.
Yeah,
like,
but
if
that's
you
the
are
problem.
Getting something that is official for a court appearance, you should probably read everything.
And I thought the win was that I actually made it to the Zoom date on time. The day I was supposed to. Like, that for me was like, because I thought I was going to forget. I said to Dario like 6 times, I have court tomorrow morning at 8:30. I have court tomorrow morning at 8:30. I have court tomorrow morning at 8:30. Please don't let me forget.
When did you discover this?
Yesterday, while I was sitting here in the studio waiting for my hearing in front of the judge.
On top of the piece of paper, is it in like bold letters? Is there anything that says settlement offer?
I don't think it's, no, it's not. That's the thing. I wish it was a little bit more...
The funny thing is yesterday, Gabe, was I walking out with you and I was talking about this and I said, knock on wood, and there was no wood except what was attached. And I went by. I went.
He's talking about his head, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yep, that's what he's talking about.
Exactly.
It's just a different kind of head.
Yep.
So I was going in the exact spot I told you about on 94.
Yeah.
And I saw the copper and I was going a little fast, but more so I don't use blinkers. It was switching lane without a blinker, and I look back and his lights were on, and I'm like,
oh, no.
Are you bleeping kidding me? Flipping Jen jinxed me.
Jen jinxed you?
But it wasn't me. He
was
going after
else.
Someone else.
I'm Is like, that not oh. the best feeling, by the way?
It's the yeah. worst feeling.
It's the best feeling.
Well, it's
when
the worst feeling.
Lights go on.
And your stomach sinks. And
yes.
you just start saying every curse word that you could possibly
yes.
think of. And as you start pulling over, as the cop zooms past, after he zooms past, that's the best feeling.
Why are there so many coppers out there now? I know it was Memorial Day weekend.
A lot of bad drivers, Chewy. You know my role.
Really?
There's a lot of bad drivers out there.
You drive here every day. You are aware of the number of bad drivers.
In the 10-2.
No. I do not drive like an old person. It's almost very stereotypical there. Oh boy, Jen, what'd you find?
I wanted to show Gabe. This is the packet that I
late.
Got. Okay.
No. In the order
in the order in which it appears when you get the packet. You tell me when you find the settlement options.
All
okay.
Right.
Go ahead and take a little gander.
Continue to talk
that.
Amongst yourselves.
So, folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line, that number, of course, 800-990-3776. Tim just going all caps, full name. Jennifer.
Yes.
He's very disappointed in me. I can read it in the text. Taxi driver Joe saying, Jen, look at it as great show content. I'm just trying to make you feel better because nothing's going to make me feel better.
Did you wear the hat?
I did not wear the hat. I had the hair down. I was actually driving to bring Chase's Chromebook back because I told you guys he forgot it yesterday. So
I had to run
into the school.
Driving?
Yeah, but they said
on a Zoom call.
No, but they said on the thing, we understand.
Absolutely nothing.
Zero. On the Zoom call, we understand you may have to go places during this. If they would tell you when you're next. I know I sent you guys the queue, right? So it was like, so-and-so is next, so-and-so is next, so-and-so is like 50 deep.
Okay.
So when you were next, they said, pull over. If you're driving, pull over. And that's why.
Anyone believe Jen's pulled over? Stand on your head.
Everyone believes.
Did you pull over?
Yes, of course. Can you imagine if I was driving?
Yes, with you. Yes, I can.
Yeah, I feel like we've got certain evidence that shows that probably you would have just kept going.
I'm going to say she gets another speeding ticket within the next 2 months.
Over under 7 months.
This is on the third page.
I
like,
know.
It's
see,
not
the third page. That's what I'm saying.
So you obviously
you
never
it?
Looked at this. Yes, I mean, so
it took a minute and 20 seconds. I was timing you. Well, Jen, you should have found this.
You look at the first page, and you know it tells you, it gives you the Zoom link, and it's kind of the original, hey, this is what you were nailed for, speeding in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Then the second page is instructions how to peer remotely. And this third one, literally, I mean, it asks for a signature at the bottom. So even if you don't notice the top, you might go, hey, what do they need my signature for? And then you start reading speeding charges. Well, I have the following amendment offered corresponding to the speed alleged on the original ticket. All fines are indicated and are as on the original citation form. So it gives offers if you were 1 to 15 over, 6 to 19 over, 20 to 24 miles an hour over, which our friend allegedly did, and then 25 to 29 anymore. Over, which 25 to 29 carries an automatic suspended license.
Thank they goodness that wasn't couple ticks faster on the old speedometer.
But then, even then they amend that to just 3 points. They amend that to 3 points.
So I may as well have been going 2 miles an hour faster, because that's what I ended up with. 3 points, $315, plus fees and taxes.
If she was going 25 to 29 over and actually saw this,
yeah,
her amended charge would be less than what she paid yesterday.
You know,
because
correct.
It would still be 3 points, and the fine would have been less.
I felt bad for you yesterday. I don't feel bad for you
know.
At all now.
I feel better.
I mean, the judge
ever.
And the prosecutor had to
I'd
be
argue
laughing.
Calling a guy ugly would be your lowest moment, but
yeah,
you know,
that
hey.
Is pretty bad.
Should we power rank Jen's low moments when we return? Not reading the amendment to her speeding ticket. Gap! Telling a guy I wasn't physically attracted to him.
It sounds worse every time you say it. I don't know, but every time, Gabe, that she says it, it sounds worse to me.
That's not good.
I'm just not physically attracted to you. Jason Wilde joins the show right after this.
Ready? Down! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
I really believe that he has put all this in some sort of box, and he's just not even thinking about it.
Okay, most of the time.
As much as I would love to discuss urine and hair, and if it works, I would do that.
Yes!
No!
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I think they're tamping down expectations in case Rodgers doesn't come back.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive, with 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line is as expected. Jonah in Cedarburg weighing in saying, Jen, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. I hope we've all learned today the importance of reading.
I just, It's not like it was buried. It was on the third page.
The third of four, though. So that's past the halfway point. Chewie wouldn't see it. He only goes a third of the way through things.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Would I? No, I wouldn't have seen it. I would have just paid it. I wouldn't.
But also, his wife would have seen it. Like
Chewie would have, yes.
Yeah, he does have a good safety net.
Yes, Chewie's got a great safety net behind him. He's got that great support system that does not allow him to, you know, waste 3 hours of his life on a Zoom call.
Can you believe it? Finally, at 10:30, I left. I left the studio. And I took my computer. I sat it on the chair next to me. It died immediately. So then I logged back in on my phone. Again, it's a Zoom call. So it's like any other call. You know, there's no sound. You're just on mute. And then I got home. I got a workout in with the phone sitting on the bike. Got my workout in. Came upstairs. Still nothing. So that's when I was like, well, I guess I better go bring Chase's Chromebook. Which, by the way, quick story. The lady at the school definitely judged me for the note that I put on Chase's Chromebook. Chase forgot his Chromebook yesterday. Okay. He needs it for school. By the way, school's out next week. Okay, just want to make sure we're all clear.
Schools
that this is
give you a Chromebook?
Yeah, it's a school-issued Chromebook. Yeah.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even give you pencils.
Where do you live? Fox Hills, Fox Point, Fox wherever? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah.
We roll a little different up in Mequon.
So, you got yelled at again.
I got yelled at again. This is how bad my morning was, you guys. So I put a little post-it note on Chaser's Chromebook that says, Chase, we raised you to be responsible. Let's work on that. Okay? Smiley face for mom.
I mean, I'd argue if he forgot his Chromebook, did you really raise him to be responsible?
So the lady at the school looks at the note and goes, oh, no wonder he didn't want to call you.
You're the mean one. You know what? Let's just, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, because I can guarantee you with almost 100% certainty that Jen's still driving if she got 12 points.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Am I right?
No.
If Jen's license was suspended, I think Jen drives.
No.
Yes. Come
at
on.
Some
I'm
point,
not hitting it. Not
at
hitting
some
it.
Point during the 6 to 12 months that your license is suspended,
she is driving.
You're going to drive.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Okay. Let's put it on the poll. If Jen's license were suspended, would she still drive? Let's just see how much faith people have in me.
I'm going 94%.
But no, you're talking. I mean, you're always talking about how you have all these things. You have to go do this. You have to go do that. Like, you've got 3 kids at home. Both you and your husband work strange hours. Like, at some point, you would just say, I can take Chase to his baseball game. It's not going to be a big deal.
Where is DoorDash? They're not here yet. I'll just go pick it up.
No, DoorDash is very reliable, very responsible. I will tell you guys on the back end of the story. So after I put the note, I send the note to Chase. He writes me a text message, says, sorry, I forgot my Chromebook, Mom. I'll be more responsible going forward. He gets home from school. We tell him the story about the ticket and not reading through the paperwork. And he says, now who's not responsible?
Comes full circle.
Not only did you raise him to be responsible, you raised him to be sarcastic. I love it.
Jason Wilde joining the program now. Great to have you on the show, Jason. So I got zinged yesterday by my 12-year-old for my mistake with my speeding ticket. Have your girls gotten to the point where they will kind of give you a little nudge if you messed up?
Sydney does that all the time, yes. And I'm so glad that I kept you guys waiting. That's a great story.
It really was
on brand.
He enjoyed it tremendously, trust me. I had nothing to say. I had no recourse, no response.
Yeah, I don't have one for him either. That's really good.
Jason, so Robert Tonyan redoes his deal, which means that Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Is that true?
What it means?
Oh, that's what I've heard.
I read that somewhere.
Yes.
Gabe, did you see the same thing?
I did not see it. I heard about it. I was told by Ashton that was a headline that I found very, very interesting.
Yeah, I feel bad. I did not know about it. And then Uncle Homer told me about it when I appeared with him and Tony. And I may have reacted more angrily toward a aggregating writer than I probably should have, not knowing the guy. The premise of the story was basically that they're clearing cap space so they can fit Aaron Rodgers' contract. Aaron Rodgers' contract is already on the cap. They're clearing cap space so they maneuver if they need to sign someone because they have like next to zero cap space. I've never heard of a restricted free agent's contract being adjusted to add voidable years so you can push some of the cap charge into the future on, let's be honest, Robert Tonyan's deal is $3.3 million. They're so desperate for cap space because their quarterback is carrying a $37.5 million number that they are now, I mean, literally, they are, well, not literally, because I hate it when people use that word wrong. But basically, they're scouring their couch cushions for cap space. Like, loose change cap space. $1.8 million in cap space was created by them structuring a restricted free agents tender in this way. That is how, and again, I understand people are turning on the quarterback. I understand he hasn't said enough for a lot of people's liking. But if you come to him with an extension right after the NFC Championship game, instead of a small restructure to get yourself cap space that gives him no security beyond 2021, I still don't believe you're in this predicament where he's pissed off, where you're tight against the cap, that you're having to do stuff like this. I mean, last week they restructured Dean Lowry's deal. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to create cap space just so they can function, and it's all because of the Rodgers situation.
Well, one side of that Rodgers situation is on the other side. One is Rodgers, the other side is Goody. And yesterday you guys had Jayrone Elliott on. And for those who don't remember, Jayrone Elliott, former Packer, outside linebacker, undrafted free agent. And when he was a free agent, the Packers convinced him to come back on a one-year deal. He also mentioned that he had a multi-year deal or a two-year deal for more money from the Steelers. And Goody and Russ Ball convinced him to come back, and then ultimately traded to him before that season. Is that something that goes on more than we know?
Well, I'm sure Chewy would tell us that, you know, that's the cold-hearted business of the NFL. But, you know, I will say this, and I think anybody who listened to Jayrone, who is a, I mean, he's just such a terrific fellow. He wanted to stay in Green Bay. He had a better opportunity in Pittsburgh, and he, you know, did the nice guy thing. I mean, he said that they basically begged him to come back, and then they got rid of him in favor of Reggie Gilbert, who never amounted to anything, I might add. But, again, I think this is, and I would never make it in the NFL as a personnel guy. Chewy would still be my tight end if I was running a team.
Jason's so nice.
I get that. But you beg a guy to come back, he passes up a better offer, and then you trade him at like the end of camp. Like, you know, those trades at the end of camp, they're very rarely do they actually lead to a player having an impact with his new team. I mean, Ryan Grant is really kind of the exception. And I think that was actually after the season had started. I mean, that to me kind of showed a little more about what Goody's operating approach is. And I thought that put one in Aaron Rodgers' column in terms of how you would view how Goody handles people.
Nobody else has a question for Jason?
I'm thinking about what Jason just said about that he thought that was kind of a, we were talking about the tally board, right? And it went over in the Rodgers column. Jason, how much of this, because I'm fascinated by this, because we heard from Amon Green and now Jayrone yesterday. Like, how many guys are out there who you think have had bad experiences or have had less than desirable experiences with Gutekunst?
Yeah, other than, you know, me being lied to in a Zoom call, probably a fair amount. Now, again, let's make it clear here, and Chewy will correct me, but this is, it's a crappy business. Like, you know, you get your life upended. This is what you sign up for. This is why you get paid more money than most people make in their regular normal life jobs. I get it. You know, it's not, no one's here to feel sorry for J-Rone that he was taking the final cuts weekend, was taking his fiance and their son to Door County for a few days, thinking he was going to make the team. And then, you know, he gets to Door County at 2 o'clock and he's got a flight out of Green Bay to Dallas at 6 suddenly. I mean, that's the business. I get it. But I just, and I'm overly sensitive too, so factor that in. But I do think that this is an indicator on how he treats people. And I've heard other stories from other people that this is not his area of strength. But the problem is that it's happened with the quarterback. And again, I get it. There are those that will say to Rodgers, suck it up, Buttercup. We don't care about your feelings. You're the quarterback. This is all because of your feelings. I'm sorry, but when you're a player at his level, if you want to do this, you can do this. We'll see how it turns out. But, again, I do think it kind of underscores how Goody interacts with other human beings.
But it starts in college, Jason. And I have more parents come up to me about kids that are being recruited, and I'm like, look, these coaches will tell you anything when they're recruiting. You call it lying or whatever. I said, and I explained the whole thing. I said, when your kid walks onto campus as a freshman, they don't care. You're a blocking dummy, you know? And I've had more parents come up to me after the fact and say, you're right. Because college's new thing, Jason, is going to a kid who didn't pan out and saying, we'd like to medical you because of your ankle. It's really, really bad. Well, my ankle doesn't hurt. Yeah, but it's really, really bad. So then the kid, you know, it works out for the kid because he gets his education paid for, but they want nothing to do with him from a football side. I'm like, this is just the way it works. People just, right, especially players, don't want to buy into the business side, you know, and it's unfortunate.
And you're right. I mean, there's a lot of instances in college where your scholarship is basically year to year. It's not really for the entirety of your college time at whatever school you're at. Yeah,
sure.
I get, look, it's, these are all tough businesses. I get it. But as we're starting to try and put together a picture of how we got here, I thought, think of it as a puzzle. I thought J-Rone gave us a corner piece yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, great to have you on the show. We appreciate your insight. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good. Stay out of Chase. Great line, bud.
Great line. He's Jason Wild. You can, of course, hear him on this very network, ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee, on Wildy and Tausch right after our program, Gabe.
Discount Liquor has two locations, 51st Oklahoma in Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on the corner of Barstow and Main. Anytime, and now that it's getting so nice outside, I'm sure you're going to want to having parties in your backyard. I did it this past week with it being Memorial Day weekend. And if you need, you know, some spirits, well, of course, the place to go is Discount Liquor because they have literally thousands, and that's the right way to use it, Jason, literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine. When you walk into the store, it can be overwhelming because of just the sea of aisles that they have. But they have a friendly staff that's going to point you in the right direction if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or that right wine to pair with that great dinner that you were making. Discount Liquor, two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on Barstow and Main.
I'll tell you about the greediest packer on the roster right after this.
Gabe and Chewy.
It's amazing after 3 months of not drinking and having your first drink, how you have to relearn, like, just how to swallow things. I've already choked on my coffee.
On 94.5 ESPN.
So we're learning that reading and spelling are not strengths of this program.
Did you catch
that? We're back in!
Does it really
matter? Was your microphone on when Chewy declared he wanted to be a Mark with a C?
I want to be a C.
Spelling, I have an uncle. There's a Mark with a C. No, you don't.
For most people out there that are in my camp, when it comes to grades, which are C's, spelling doesn't really matter.
Right? Spelling matters a
It's
ton.
In the meaty part of the curve, not showing off and not falling behind.
As someone working the National Spelling Bee 1 month from now, I'd like to tell you that spelling does, in fact, matter in some groups.
Yeah, are we going to do anything with that? Just FYI. Before
we want her to trip up so bad.
Great question. Let's figure something out. Why do you want me to trip up?
Just shark smarter. Right?
I think James Chad would ruin me before I hit the sounder.
You don't want to be marked with a C when you go into the Quick Trip or the little gift shop and you're looking for the license plate with your name. You don't want to be marked with a C when you're looking for the personalized
stuff.
You
also don't want to be Ashton.
Or Gabe.
With a...
Meanwhile, there's Jen, Jennifer, Jenny with a Y, Jenny with an I, Jenny with an IE.
Namist over there.
Yeah, I'm just a namist. Don't be namist. I said I'd tell you who the greediest Packer is when we got back from the break. You know who it is? Do you have a guess on who the greediest Packer is on the roster right now?
Jair Alexander.
Jair.
Because he hasn't. I'm just thinking of somebody who hasn't.
Kevin King.
Ooh, that's a good one. I just wanted to get you guys to badmouth some dudes. No, it's A.J. Dillon.
Oh.
A.J. Dillon, who has not one nickname for his giant quads, but two nicknames for his giant quads. You get one nickname. You don't get to go, well, I couldn't decide between Quadzilla or the Quad Father, so I'm going to name the left one and the right one the
That's
other.
Sweet.
That's excessive to me. Pick one. Pick one. And by the rules of nicknames, you're not even supposed to be able to give yourself a nickname. It's supposed to come from somebody else.
I'm pretty sure like those have come from
Quadzilla's
somebody else.
Quadzilla's already taken.
By?
I don't know. Nasser El Sambadi, I think.
Excuse me?
Can we just talk about how good he is at just making up names on the fly?
It's not made up. Put in original Quadzilla, and it's not A.J. Dillon.
Original Quadzilla. Huh? This is what the show has become.
The
at
original.
7:40, we are Googling frantically the original Quadzilla.
Yes.
The original Quadzilla is an ATV.
Ooh, a vehicle.
Yes. Oh, okay.
By
I get
Suzuki.
It. Yeah.
Really?
It's a four-wheeler?
Yeah. They don't make them anymore, I don't think. They're dangerous.
They definitely
still quad.
Do.
They're dangerous.
Well, nobody's disputing that, but I don't think they're going to stop making
them. Yeah, so, like giving your own nickname is weak. That's the weakest of weak.
I don't think,
right?
I don't know if he gave himself that nickname.
Well,
though.
According to Jen, he did.
Well, no, but I'm saying the two nicknames, though, again, apparently he put it on a poll. He put it on a Twitter poll saying, what should my nickname be, Quadzilla or the Quad Father? And it was like 51% to 49%. So he goes, why not both? So he named one of his legs one and one of them the other.
I'm just going to say this. If your quads are that big, do what you want, man.
You're not gonna find anybody to argue, is what you're saying?
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Saquon Barkley, when he came out of Penn State, his quads were legendary as well. But he has such a good name, they were just calling him Saquad instead of Saquon. I like that.
The original quad, though, is still Earl Campbell. And Earl, if you don't know Earl Campbell,
well,
I'm going to smash this computer.
I know.
First of all, I'm tempted to say that I don't, just to see the physical display. But besides knowing Earl Campbell, is it a prerequisite of the position just to have enormous quads?
It certainly helps. Right?
It definitely helps because there's a lot of power balance that comes from that. I'm Googling Earl Campbell quads.
His quads were enormous.
So I think what the issue here is back in the day, like, I don't know if we're going to get a shorts picture from him the way we get the shorts pictures of
Saquon
and A.J. Dillon at OTAs.
But this
training
picture
camp
that I'm looking at of him in his uniform is pretty impressive. First of all, love the Oilers uniforms, by the way.
Oh,
the baby blue, like, whew, looks fantastic.
But also,
oh,
like, back in the
Earl
day,
Campbell.
They had
no, look at this Earl Campbell quad shot.
Yeah, those are
just
teardrops.
Peeking out from under the shorts. Sounds a little dirty if you just joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we're talking about quads.
We already talked about that in the first segment.
What, wood?
Every time your unit fails. I don't have a thing.
Does that make me uber superstitious? I mean, do you guys do that? Do you still, is that still a thing, knocking on wood?
Oh, no. If you don't want to.
I mean, do
something.
You do it?
If you don't want to jinx something, but I mean, finding actual wood is, you know, it's hard to find sometimes.
Are we missing somebody, guys? 800-990-3776. We're putting together the all quad team. Obviously, we have A.J. Dillon on the list, both of his quads,
I mean,
the
my
Quadzilla
guess is,
and the Quad Father.
My guess is Derrick Henry's quads are pretty good, but like the rest
Ooh,
of him
I
is
like
just so
Derrick
impressive.
Henry.
Like, we know, we probably
you don't even
talk
notice.
About it.
You're saying you don't even notice the quads.
Yeah.
So you're saying this makes him greedy because he has and wants multiple nicknames?
I think
I'm
it's a little early
greedy
in your career for someone that's done absolutely nothing.
I mean, he ran
really
all over the Titans last year.
I know he went to nothing. BC, but...
Yeah, you're supposed to actually take his side by default.
You haven't done anything.
You can't have
to give
two
yourself nicknames. And B, you shouldn't be giving yourself a nickname.
I don't think he gave himself
first
this nickname.
First of all, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, first of all, he can do whatever he wants. Second of all, you have, like, just the picture of him that, like, came out last year at this time when he was in OTAs for the first time, or maybe it wasn't until training camp because they weren't doing in-person stuff at this point last year. So when those pictures came out, like, all those nicknames probably just flew on Twitter after that picture came out of his quads just bursting out of the shorts.
I don't think
he gave. Yeah, I know. There's no way
who's the fat running back they had from Alabama that they tried getting a nick? What was
Eddie Lacy?
Yeah,
I don't think he had a nickname.
I'm getting some suggestions on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Steve weighing in saying Jerome Bettis, and he was the bus.
Yeah.
But I think there was also probably a little.
Those
bit
are
of,
a little be yeah,
what? A little beefy.
What were you gonna say? A little bit of what?
He was a little beefy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were gonna say that.
Like
he
my mother's got huge quads.
No, he was just a big boy.
You know.
When I was doing triathlons and I would ride the bike, my quads would get enormous. Like they wouldn't fit in my jeans. Like Incredible Hulk type of like. Wow, those are not holding.
Cool brand, Jen.
Why don't you buy bigger jeans? Huh?
Because I'm cheap. Hello. Maurice Jones-Drew. I need to see some pictures of Maurice Jones-Drew's quads. Let's just put that in the old Google machine and see what we come up with. Oh, yeah. He was in the body issue. Did you guys know that? These are not impressive.
What is the body issue, number one?
That's where the athletes pose naked for ESPN, the magazine.
Oh.
But they, you know, they pose in a way that they're hiding the...
wood?
Yep.
Okay.
It's great.
What the hell is this segment? What's happening here?
I don't know.
Well, we're talking about quads. And wood, apparently.
But no one has called for me to power rank these. You're just listing names. I feel like we should be power ranking
these
quads.
Well, then we will power rank them once we get the list together. But right now we only have... Derrick Henry, Jerome Bettis, Earl Campbell, Maurice Jones-Drew.
There's got to be some catchers out there with some monster quads, right?
Calves.
Yeah.
Why calves?
Because you're up on your toes.
Well, but you're not supposed to be on your toes.
You're not supposed to be on your toes, right?
You gotta get down and...
No, that's quad.
I mean, it's just kind of legs in general.
Yeah. Maurice Jones-Drew is
quite thick
from the waist down.
Joe Mauer had some massive calves.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I got good calves. I got runner's calves.
I do not have good calves. They kind of go straight down to the ankle. Borderline.
You know what they call those, right?
We're borderline cankles over here. Borderline.
I don't think you can be that small and call it a cankle.
So you got massive quads and cankles. That's a hell of a look.
Don't look at me, man. I've been done with this.
I know. Trust me. Whenever people say like,
now who do you thank for that?
My dad.
Do you be?
I definitely got my legs from my dad. There is no question about that at all. 414 saying Ron Dane. Jason from Waukesha saying Eddie Lacy's nickname was Cheeseburger Eddie. I don't think that's true. I think that Jason's just being mean this morning. Jason.
Nothing wrong with cheeseburgers.
We had Saquon Barkley on the list, Jonah from Cedarburg. He was the number two guy we had on the list, Saquad. Which, by the way, he'll be back on the field, right?
Yeah, should be.
Should be back on the field. All right, do you want to try to power rank him?
No.
Ash, do you want to power rank
him? Let's do it after a break.
No, I'm doing it for spite.
Barry Sanders. Should we put Barry Sanders on the list?
Used to be my segment that got ixnayed by Ashton.
That's not at all what happened.
Who ixnayed it?
Not even.
Wait
that's
a minute.
Not at
ixnayed.
All.
We didn't do it one
you
week
did, you
because
didn't
you
do
said
it
I came up with one bad week.
Tuesday on a Monday. Monday on a Tuesday. That's what you said.
Oh.
Also,
what was the bad list?
Also, you.
Oh, Evan.
Also, you ixnayed.
Screw Evan.
All right. This is so
hey, really. Mark
can we go back to no boss?
Mark the tape.
No, I'm not doing that.
We got to take a break. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this. Let's see if we can get this train back on the track.
Probably not.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So Rob Domofsky yesterday reported that the three names that he had heard that... Oh, excuse me.
What do you mean?
I did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There are certain things that you you say in the state of Wisconsin that have meaning beyond the original meaning. For example, if you say the summer of 2008 here in Wisconsin, everybody goes, oh, yeah, right? It has meaning beyond just that portion of time in that year. People understand that the summer of 2008 means the summer that Brett Favre held the team hostage, will he or won't he, waffling back and forth, showed up at family night, you know, the big hubbub, Aaron Rodgers getting booed at training camp, all of it. This being National Repeat Day, it made me wonder, will we remember the summer of 2021 the way we remember the summer of 2008? 10, 15, 20 years from now? Is it going to be one that when you say summer of 2021, people go, oh, yeah, that was a rough one?
Only if he doesn't come back. If he comes back, I think it won't be the same. Because, like, Brett leaving, like, that to me, if ultimately the Packers would have had Brett Favre come back into the fold, I don't think we remember the summer of 2008 with that... Ugh, man, yeah, that got ugly.
If he plays well, because this could certainly turn out worse than it is right now. I mean, it could. It very well could if he comes back. Let's say he comes back right before the first game and stinks.
But my money is on Aaron Rodgers not stinking. Like, if you had to go, is Aaron Rodgers going to be good? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be bad? Like, the money's on Aaron Rodgers is going to be good. Like, because even when he was declining... He was still pretty damn good.
I know, but I will say this. My biggest fear, and I had a Super Bowl dream last night that was awesome.
Did you have a full meal before you went
to bed?
No, it was really good.
Chewy, I thought you didn't remember your dreams.
No, that's me.
That's you.
And it was in color, too, but it morphed into me swimming in a building against everyone else. It was very weird.
Excuse me, what?
What did you just say?
Why are you...
We'll talk about this next. I don't know.
Why are you specifying that the dream was in color? Do you dream in black and white? Sometimes?
Well, this one was definitely in color because I remember how green the field was.
Right, but opposed to black and white, you're saying, we're asking you if you've dreamt in black and white before.
I have no idea. Continue. But I know this one was in color. I probably have. What was I talking about?
Your dream.
Dream.
No, before
Super
that.
Bowl dream.
No.
We don't care about that. Super Bowl dream. No, tell us about the Super Bowl dream.
How it could turn bad? Is that what I was talking
about?
Yeah,
who cares? We want to hear about the Super Bowl dream.
I couldn't get my tape on.
On your feet?
The game started, and I couldn't tape my wrist. I couldn't find...
This was a good dream.
It was. But then it went to halftime, and then I was in a building, and then they turned the Super Bowl into a swimming contest, and Frank told me to go the wrong way, and I would have won.
Won what?
I don't know. The Super Bowl.
What do we think this dream means?
The Super Bowl was actually a pool.
Yeah.
See how that works.
So I didn't play at all because I couldn't find the tape. Yeah, and that's all I remember, going in at halftime, and it was a building like this with a lazy river all around it.
Wow.
The
what did
stories
you have
of lazy
for
river.
Dinner?
The stories
crack. What did I have for dinner?
I'm just wondering if that impacts your dreams.
Oh, I had last night? Shepherd's pie. So good.
Oh, that's a doozy. Maybe hold off on the
shepherd's
pie.
Seems kind of heavy for summer, doesn't
it? But the Super Bowl was awesome. Was awesome.
How
all the guys
know?
Were there.
You didn't play.
You lost. You didn't win. Frank kept you from winning. Plus, also, how does the tape hold up in the pool?
I never found the tape.
So you didn't have to put on the tape.
Yeah.
What do we think this dream means? Anybody want to interpret this one for the big guy?
Don't have shepherd's pie for dinner.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Very weird.
Listen.
Because I can't tell you how many times you tape your wrist before a game, you really don't care in practice, and you cut it off because it doesn't feel right. It's kind of like batting glove, how they're always...
Seems extreme to me.
Yeah, just because it doesn't feel right, man. Like, just readjust.
Do we need a break?
Anyway, so I was trying to figure out, you know, a lot of the people that I've talked to around the state of Wisconsin, the biggest reason why this situation frustrates them, not because they think Aaron Rodgers should just do his job and go play, and not because they think Brian Gutekunst could be a better communicator or has treated guys not as great as he could, or not because these two sides just don't see eye to eye. It's all about me, 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 me. I don't want to go through this again. This feels eerily similar to what we dealt with back in 2008. And I think that's why a lot of fans have the level of angst, to the point where, I don't know how it is for you guys, but when I'm out and about, people are like, Do we have to talk about this anymore? This is really frustrating. This is annoying. You know what, I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers not maybe being a Packer.
And no one is talking about this angle, and I don't know why they are not talking about it. If he does come back,
it's only as if, you know, it's almost as if you had a radio show and you could bring it up.
Is he talking to me? Why isn't anyone talking about what a distraction this is if he does come back? Distractions never work in sports.
If he does come back.
Distraction.
Say it again.
Distraction.
It is National Repeat Day, so I had to have you say it twice. That's a really good question. Would it be a distraction if Rodgers does come back?
Huge.
I think we know where Chewy stands. Where do you stand? Let's talk about that right after this.